Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
I fucked it up pretty
good. You're trying to Frankenstein it?
Yeah.
It's alive!
I just felt so bad about this little ass bug that was like the size of a mosquito.
You know, I do have to say, I feel you. I feel you because I feel bad if I cause like death when it's unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem I see with like bugs or anything winged. And you know what? Speaking of winged things,
you're a fucking wizard.
I'm like, a wizard, Harry.
God damn.
Like little winged things.
I couldn't even tell what you're saying.
Little winged things that fly around that
are pesky and you want to like take a fly swatter to them.
Yeah.
Fairies. Get a fucking electric fly swatter for him.
Do you believe in fairies?
I do. I do believe in fairies. I do.
Wow, that's motivational. Some fairy just got its wings.
Yeah, I'm not special.
It's kind of funny. It's funny because fairies in the Irish folklore actually didn't even have wings.
So they were like little goblins?
No, they just weren't like Tinkerbell. So like, you know, Tinkerbell and Peter Pan.
Stinkerbell.
Yeah, like that's a 19th century thing. Like the fairies that belong to the Irish mythology, those things don't have wings and they are small, but
and they're fuck ugly.
What makes you say that?
I don't know, because they don't have wings.
Wow. If you don't have wings, you're fuck ugly. Dana, 2023.
God, why you always have to quote me like that?
Because sometimes you say gold, and I just got to immortalize it. Like fairies.
Fairies don't age. They're like, they're in between like people and demigods and gods. Like they're like... I feel like they're in between worlds. Like they're
oh my gosh,
paranormal.
Did you read my notes, man? Because what you just said, there's actually a belief.
Am I jumping ahead?
Well, it's interesting you say demigods, because there is a belief that they are actually like a type of demigod that passes in between our world and other worlds. Through like little logs and little bushes and little rings of mushrooms.
Little logs? That's all I got.
Yeah.
They pass through our world in little shits. That's what's happening.
No, they're supposed to live like underground in tunnels, and they can travel like to different fairy villages.
In the dirt. They travel around in the mounds.
Well, they're supposed to be marked by like hawthorn trees or lone bushes or...
They live in mounds of earth and like travel through little tunnels that they make because they're like a bunch of Elon Musk fairies.
Yeah. And just to be clear, the name of them, I'm going to butcher this. So they're supposed to be the Tuatha De Danann. And they go back thousands of years, actually. And it's translated as Tribe of Danu.
Imhotep. Doesn't it sound like Egyptian almost?
It does.
It sounds like you're starting to say a curse and the fucking mummy's going to come back if you finish it. Don't say it all, please.
I won't.
They travel in mounds and they,
they
get
travel in mounds?
They're making their way downtown, faces passing their homebound in the mounds.
Wow.
No, but they're usually, I believe, according to my research, that they have a ruler that which is usually a king or a queen. A king or queen fairy.
Like a little small tiny one with a little crown.
Little small Hitler that controls the fairies. Tells them what to do.
Yeah. Sometimes he causes world wars and stuff.
Yeah. Like this little fairy town needs some extra pixie dust. Go spread some of that shit. Tinkerbell. Stinkerbell.
An epidemic of pixie dust, guys. We got to handle this. But another name for them is the Siddhi.
Siddhi.
is the Irish fairy folk, and it's actually like people believe in this.
You say that like they're LARPers. Well,
it's something people like used to, and I think still to this day, believe in these little people, and they're supposed to be secretive.
And they're called little people, capital L, capital P.
Like the little people?
The little people, yeah. I believe what you're saying, yeah. And what I'm understanding of what you're saying is that people used to believe and still believe in fairies.
AKA, I mean, you do, right?
I do. I don't believe in fairies. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, but continue.
Maybe less people believe in them these days, but back in the day, which is probably 200 plus years ago, especially in Ireland, a lot of people, I would say, it was more common for you to believe in fairies, aka little people, than it was not to.
Right. But something to be clear is these people in this time, they didn't believe in like Tinkerbell looking bullshit. They actually believed.
That's Walt Disney.
They actually believed that these little people were to blame for anything they couldn't explain. And that fairies like to be left alone, and it was like considered bad luck to disturb them.
That's why it would be awesome to be a thief back then, because you could steal a bunch of shit
fairies.
And say,
"The fairies,
the fairies did it. I saw a fairy steal that.
I think I saw a fairy.
I think.
It was going up to your window.
It stole. It came out. It stole his old car. Drove it away.
I saw it, the little guy. He got behind the wheel. He knew how to drive a manual.
Yeah. He was a drunk, but he stole it anyway. Yeah. Like, I could see a lot of mischief being blamed on fairies and people taking advantage of the whole lore thing going on. Like, people who know that maybe they feel like they're going to be cursed if they're saying the fairies are doing it, but they're using it to their advantage to get away with a bunch of shit. Like, think of a thief stealing a bunch of people's property and possessions and just blame it on fairies, you know?
Or it's kind of like a cop-out. Like, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that happened. Fairies. It's like the alien meme. Like, but back in the day, it was like an Irish dude holding a potato, and he was like, fairies.
Yeah, like the potato famine. Fairies. The fairies stole all our potatoes.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
Yeah, that's a deep dive right there. We'll have to get into that sometime.
It is interesting because fairies, there's not just one kind in Irish mythology. There's actually a lot of different kinds. And one that most people don't know is technically a fairy that people have heard of is a banshee.
Oh my God.
Do you know what a banshee is?
Off the top of my head, I just picture an old wench just screaming in the dark night.
Whoa, that's actually pretty accurate.
Is it?
So they're known as the Bean City. I just think of a giant city with all of Mr. Bean, but
the Bean City.
We won't go back there.
Wait, it's called the Bean City?
Like SIDHE. Bean, as in Mr. Bean, dash, the Bean City.
He, SIDHE.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry for the misleading there.
Okay. I just picture Mr. Bean with wings now.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, and it means woman of the fairy. And the banshee is supposed to be like a messenger of death. So, according to the legend, she would appear to like a certain Irish family or members of them, and it would warn them of a coming death.
So the banshee was basically like a bad omen.
Right, like, which is interesting because when we were in Ireland, we stayed with this guy named Larry and his wife Mary.
Larry and Mary.
And he told us.
What a good couple of people there.
There are some good lads, they are. Yeah. Very good.
And
lads.
They got a precious dog named Coco.
Isn't she lovely?
She's lovely.
Yeah. You guys don't know what we're talking about, but what's interesting is he saw a woman in white a little bit before his dad died.
Right.
And he didn't call it a banshee, but that must have been what he was getting at.
Well, I feel like that's like a separate lore thing, like the lady in white is like analogous to a banshee.
That ain't no banshee.
That's a lady in white. That's just a crazy lady. No, but I think the lady in white does represent the banshee, but it's just a more modernized version of the banshee. I don't know. It's like you see a creepy woman by themselves doing something weird, and yeah, it's a
well,
omen.
Check out the description. They're described as a woman in white with a pale complexion, white hair, and she appears as a wailing spirit, and she often wears bloodstained clothing of the person who's going to die.
That's really creepy.
Isn't it?
I'm thinking of Left 4 Dead, the video game. But yeah, if I saw a woman in like a wedding dress in the middle of the night covered in blood, just, you know, walking down the street or just screaming her head off, I would question what
everything.
I saw. Yeah, like, is somebody going to die that I know? Like,
how did I get here?
I should call somebody. Yeah, maybe call 911.
God. Maybe. Yeah. And while the legends sometimes say that if you hear her screaming, you'll die within 24 hours.
Oh my God.
Kind of like The Ring.
But a lot less time. Yeah. At least The Ring, you get 7 fucking days, man. You can get your affairs in order. You can write your will.
Scream in your face. That's annoying.
You can write your will.
Yeah. But there are cases where the soon to die person is a relative of the individual that heard the cry. So if I heard the cry, you could die.
Wow, you just rhymed like hardcore. I need to get you like a DJ MC mic hat.
Hey guys, this is my first album.
I think this is gonna be the next Eminem over here. He's like dropping them.
I don't think I'm angry enough, but yeah. So if I heard the yell, then you could be the one that died. Isn't that a short end of a stick?
Yeah, but it's almost like she's the Grim Reaper. Like, it's Ireland's version of the Grim Reaper, which I don't know where the Grim Reaper comes from, but it seems like their death, it's like a death omen, pretty much. They come to let you know that someone you love or hold dearly is going to die.
By screaming at you in their bloody clothes.
Yeah, it's not the best way to...
Like, how about hey, I hate to break this to you, instead of... God.
Couldn't she just do it like the military, where she knocks on your door and gives you some solemn, like, condolences for your lost loved one?
That might
gives
be nice.
A little medal there. That
I would definitely prefer.
Gives you
that.
An arm that they found. That's all they got.
Yeah. But let's move on to a more cheerful fairy. This one, most people know. The Leprechaun.
Oh, no. Man, the Leprechaun gets so much bad rap.
He does.
Because I feel like a leprechaun sometimes.
Me too.
And it's not because of my height. It's because of my ginger beard.
And slightly, maybe, with the height too. Doesn't help. But they're supposed to be earth fairies. And
always after me, Lucky Charms.
And what's interesting is they specialize in shoemaking.
Yeah, did you know leprechaun... is the leprechaun word is derived from shoemaker?
It makes sense, yeah.
So it doesn't make sense, though. Like, why are leprechaun shoemaker guys always after pots of gold?
Or why do they have riches? I've never seen a rich shoemaker.
But actually, it does make a lot of sense, too, because if you notice, leprechauns always have fancy fucking shoes on.
They got that buckle.
They got the shoes with the buckles
got
and
the
they're,
bling.
They're always polished, so you know they're a shoemaker. They take care of their shoes.
Yeah, and they're actually a relatively newer thing. They didn't appear in English literature until like the 17th century.
Really?
Yeah, and they're known for being very small, wearing green clothes, and hiding treasures.
I feel like this is another fucking lore made up by a thief who stole some dude's pot of gold and was like, I saw a leprechaun steal your gold. It was at the end of that rainbow over there.
Just keep walking that way and you'll find it.
At the end of that rainbow.
Yeah. You'll thank me later. Yeah. And according
fucking assholes.
According to W.B. Yeats in his 1888 book,
what a
fairy,
name,
Fairy and Folk Tales of the Irish Peasantry. I love that he said peasantry.
Island,
like, those poor folk
of the island
of the Irish peasantry.
Oh, Irish peasantry. Jesus.
He says that leprechauns are small, withered old men, and the image, the popular image of these little men is also that they're ill-tempered and mischievous.
Jesus Christ. So, he sounds a little harsh on the little leprechaun man.
Weird old men.
And Irish peasantry?
I would be ill-tempered too if I was a withered old man.
Is this guy upper class? Some fucking posh bullshit?
W.B. Yeats, he sounds like.
W.B. Yeah, anybody who goes by their first two initials. That guy's actually
really famous, but I don't know why.
I've heard of that name too, but it just sounds like fucking oatmeal to me.
He's an author, obviously, but...
W.B. Yeats.
Eat your yeats.
Yeah. Your yeeties.
Yeah, I gotta say, of all of these, the leprechaun, I think, is the most...
devious?
Unbelievable to me. Like, these other ones sounds like...
Wait.
These other ones sound like...
You believe in fairies?
I'm very Irish.
Wait, you're into fairies?
Wait, I am Irish.
You believe in fairies, but you don't believe in leprechauns?
That's right, yeah.
So, okay, well, if you're dissing on the leps...
The leps. That just sounds weird, man. Don't call them leps.
Are you a gnome believer?
A gnome believer?
Because they're like the same. They're even smaller than leprechauns.
I hate to get into politics, Dan. I don't want to talk about
whatever, man. You're just on Team Fairy over there.
Yeah. Let's continue, though, with the next fairy, because... The next fairy is really interesting. It's called the Pooka.
Oh, God.
And this is one to fear.
It's got the word poo in it. Watch out.
Not just that. It also appears after nightfall, and it can turn itself into any shape and horrific form.
It can turn itself into a turd, pretty much.
That, too. And... So it can change into bats, eagles, dogs, black horses, goats, everything.
This Pooka has everything.
And it may destroy crops and terrify livestock.
It doesn't, I don't know. The whole name Pooka sounds kind of cute and cuddly. Like it's terrifying. It's Pooka, kind of, I don't know.
It's interesting you say that because not all the legends are negative. In fact, there was this one... with this guy named Patrick.
Oh, really? Patrick?
Yeah, wow. I know.
No way. Is his name St. Patrick?
No, but this guy
of course his name's Patrick.
Made friends, apparently, with a Pooka. And in turn, it helped him thresh corn. And he was so happy, he created a special suit of clothes for the spirit.
Oh my God. It sounds like that guy was all the rave back then. He was just bragging to his neighbors all the time about his little Pooka bitch.
Yeah. But I
think Pooka was a cute, cuddly thing. I don't think it was evil.
It sounds like it. This next one is definitely not cute and cuddly, though. This one's called the Dullahan. And I think there was something in Skyrim which were like...
Skyrim?
No. You know what I'm thinking of? Lord of the Rings, Dullahan... has to do with something in like the dwarf place, I think. And
of course it is
because mythology candles, they make candles and
shout out to mythology candles. Yeah,
you guys make some bomb scents.
Hashtag mythology.
If you guys like fantasy themed candles like Lord of the Rings, check out Mythologies.
Yeah, we'll do an ad for you one day.
They're bomb if you want. So the Dullahan is a place in Middle Earth and it also happens to be an Irish fairy.
Dullahan's so hot right now.
He's so hot. So hot right
now.
So
hot, yeah. So what's up with the Dullahan? God, dude. Yeah, sounds like the same world. Dullahan.
Yeah, but this is way different because it appears as a ghostly horseman. It's shown as a headless... So it's a headless rider who holds his head under the crook of his arm. And the head apparently glows like a jack-o'-lantern.
Why is it called jack-o'-lantern? Jackal, like a jackal animal?
No, it's jack-o.
Oh.
God damn it. Oh. Oh. God. Jack-o'-lantern.
Like such a dumbass. Oh, my God.
But the interesting thing is, according to the legend, the Dullahan is able to look into its head and see the home of a dying person. That's like its
Wait a second. It's able to look into whose head?
Its head.
Its own head?
Yeah.
And see the head of a dying person?
Wait, that doesn't make... How does it look into its own head with if its eyes are on its head? Does it turn its eyes backwards to see inside of its head?
That's what makes it extra creepy, because then its eyes are all white.
Apart from it being a headless head, yeah.
Wait, the Doolahan can look into its head and see somebody dying?
It can see the home of a dying person, which must be its entertainment, you know?
And then...
Loves that shit.
So it can watch somebody die, pretty much?
Or just their home. It can be like, someone's dying in there.
And then, do they go to that home?
Probably, because it also uses a human spine as a whip. Isn't that fucking gnarly?
Oh my god. It sounds like such a badass character you could play in, like, fucking, Street Fighter or something.
Yeah, and it wouldn't want to use our spines. No. It'd be more like a, a little slab, not a whip. It'd be like a little ribbon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a fucked up spine. I don't think so. That's crazy. That's such a fucking vivid image. He uses a spine as a whip.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Someone was creative writing that idea, because it's definitely not real.
That would hurt, getting slapped with the spine.
Yeah. Whip your spine out your ass.
And then another one that people probably know in the fairy realm is going to be the Changeling.
Yeah, with Angelina. Angelina Jolie, which I've never seen, but I want to.
It looked interesting. Texas. So the creatures are supposed to be deformed children who are abandoned. This sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like her and Brad Pitt's marriage.
No, it sounds to me like people could have had like kids that were like kind of deformed or didn't look normal, and then like they were like,
could be from Chernobyl.
And then they were like, you know, this must have been a switch out from a fairy. Like, this wasn't our kid. It's just their way to get out of responsibility.
To get out of jail free card. Like, almost like all the lore we've been talking about, it's like people trying to weasel their way out of shit they fucked up or don't want to deal with anymore. And they're like,
sound like that.
The fucking Jabberwocky did it.
The Jabberwocky?
Yeah. Whatever they make up in the moment, they just spit it off like improv. And the mayor's like, you're right. We should look into that.
Burn her.
Yeah, burn that bitch. Burn that witch.
Yeah, I really think it seems like someone just didn't want kids and they're trying to get out of their responsibility.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have this baby. This baby's not mine. He's definitely a changeling. I did not have it. You take my baby from me. Do I sound Irish? I don't think so.
I think you do. That was a perfect Irish accent.
Yeah.
You fucking nailed that.
Yeah.
Fairy tales. That's what we're talking about, fairy tales.
We're talking about fairy tales?
Yeah. I was just thinking of that movie, Fairy Tale, you know.
Oh, what movie?
You know the movie Fairy Tale? Fairy Tale, a true story.
It's a true story?
That's what the movie's called. It's called Fairy Tale, calling a true story.
I think it's based, it's got to be based, not actually a true
it's story. It's a true story, which is based on a true story. So
you lost me.
It's a fairy. The title is Fairy Tale.
I believe Dana can do it. If you at home say you believe in fairies right now, Dana will be able to get this out.
Oh wow! I just felt a boost of fairy energy.
Someone said it.
The title is Fairy Tale, Colin, a true story. But the movie, the whole movie is actually based off of a real story from 1917.
I get you now. We're on the same page. Okay.
But the movie came out in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, what, 90? That's 80 years later. Wow. Wow. Think about that.
Wow. And so, what is this movie about?
It's about these two girls who photograph themselves in like a a woodland brook type of park, like a kind of like a natural park
just
type
for thing. Funsies.
For funsies. And in the photographs, there's a bunch of fairies in the photos with them. Like, and they take them back and they're like, wow. Eventually, like 2 years later, these photos get published publicly. And
publishing was slow.
It was pretty slow.
So they had real life fairies photobombing these two girls in this brook.
Yeah.
Up in there.
These two girls started selfies pretty much back in 1917. They were ahead of their time. It was actually the Cottingley fairies.
And this was in England, correct?
This was in West Yorkshire, England.
Thank you, Governor. So the fairies showed up there, they published it, and the world was like, whoa, these are fairies.
Not exactly. The world was very controversial because when the photos came out, a lot of fucking like experts looked at the photos and they're like, half of them were like, this is genuine shit. And then the other half was like, this is fakery. That's what they used, the term, I think. Fakery.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Wait, so are these pictures actually real?
No.
Okay, damn it, Dana, no, you tricked me. God damn but it, I got excited.
I still do believe in fairies.
Fairy just died because of you.
No, no. Basically, Frances Griffith is her name, Griffiths or something, and then her cousin, which was Elsie Wright. Frances was 10, Elsie was 16. They got a hold of Elsie's dad's camera, snapped some shots in nature with some, you know, cool scenery in the background. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, they came out with these photos, and a very well-renowned author and sort of public figure put these photos in a magazine called The Strand. And it was kind of like this offbeat magazine, which had to do with like spiritualism. And it was kind of new agey for the time.
Yeah.
And it had these fairy photos in there. And, you know, just like explaining like why fairies are real. And this is proof right here. And guess who fucking published these photos?
Who?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Wait, who is that guy again?
He created Sherlock Holmes. The whole story.
Wait, I'm so confused. Is this in the movie or is this for
this
real?
This is for real.
What?
Yeah.
He published the photos?
Yeah, into a magazine that he ran.
The writer of Logic, Pristine Logic.
Of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He deduced published that these fairies' pictures were real and... Or yeah. maybe he didn't deduce they're real. He could have just been like, you know what? This is funny. I'm going to post this. I'm going to troll the whole world and make them think that fairies exist.
Unfortunately, no. He actually 110% believed these photos were real.
Hey, no shame, man.
And he backed them all the way, these little girls. So he publishes them. And then, you know, there's a large controversy.
Wait, so the pictures have to be real? No, I mean like these pictures exist.
Oh, they exist online,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I thought you meant they were legit.
What would I type in to find these?
Type in Cottingley Fairies.
Cottingley. I cannot spell to save my life.
Cottingley Fairies.
I gotta see. Oh my gosh, that's the picture?
Those are the pictures.
Okay, viewers, please. Please Google Cottingley Fairies photo and look at this, because you'd think I was making this shit up, but there's a bunch of naked fairies dancing around this girl.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm going to continue with my fairy tale.
Go ahead.
He takes those pictures, publishes them in the Strand magazine. All these experts, you know, swarm around it, shit talk it, explain why it's real, why it's not. And then...
It looks so fake.
And then, you know, you got Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. He's totally backed it. And then quite a few years later, once the girls have grown up into adults, they both admit that... It was all bullshit. That
what? You that, telling me these doll looking fucking figurines in this are fake?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They admitted that the photos were faked using cardboard cutouts taken from a children's book.
Man, it didn't take much to fool Sherlock.
No, it didn't. Sorry, Sherlock. He's anything but Sherlock Holmes.
Man, must not have had Watson with him.
And they said all these years they were embarrassed to like come clean about the lie because Sir Arthur totally backed them. So they had this big celebrity kind of like back in their story and they felt too embarrassed to say it was a lie.
It's like the Bigfoot dude who got in the suit and then everyone was like, this sighting of Bigfoot. And it's like, he's like, oh shit, that's me. I thought that was a joke.
Yeah.
It's hard to come clean.
It was a joke. But however, there's a little twist at the end of that story.
Ooh, what's the twist?
Is that Frances Griffiths, which was the younger one, she insisted until her death in 1986, which is when Chernobyl happened, that one of the, at least a few of the photographs were genuine. That some of the photos with the fairies in them were actually real, and some of the ones were with cardboard cutouts.
That's interesting, because you would immediately wonder, like, if you really had fairies, why fake fairies?
I don't know. You know, what if by them taking these photos with like cardboard cutouts of fairies, they actually summoned real fairies by pretending?
I thought you were gonna say, what if the fairies actually existed, but they needed to do like a cover-up hoax to make everyone think they didn't? So then they did like this bad cutout job and were like, yep, see, look, fairies do exist. They're real.
Jesus Christ. That reminds me of like the there's actually a whole society, a fairy
You're full of shit.
No, I'm full of fairies, man, which is worse.
Full of dust. Fairy dust. A society of what? Fairies?
There's a society of fairy investigators.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. Dana, you just told me my dream job. Where do I sign up?
You can sign up on Facebook.
Oh, dang. That's so unofficial.
No, it's real.
And what do these fairy investigators do, might I ask?
Well, it was like a somewhat secret cult. Their mission was to collect evidence and information on fairies back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was formed around 1925. This occult type secret society.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that actually helped form it, his name was Captain Sir Quentin Crawford. And Captain Sir Quentin Crawford.
Quentin Crawford.
And he was part of the Royal Navy.
Wow. And
this man actually helped invent a very innovative technology for wireless communication. So he was involved in some wireless radio communication for the military. And with this technology breakthrough that he made up, he started trying to contact fairies.
I think there's something to these fairies, because you have too many like smart people like Sherlock and this guy who said that fairies existed, man. Maybe they're onto something. Maybe if I look for these little people and I join this investigation squad, maybe I'll find something.
I think it's the social suicide squad.
Did he find anything? Captain Sir. That's what I want to be known as. It's Captain Sir.
Captain Sir.
Captain Quentin Sir. Doctor, man.
Let's just call him Crawford. He worked with this guy named Bernard Slay. Basically,
man, these names are fucking awesome.
Bernard Slay, he was the psychic part of the team. So he would try to communicate psychically with the fairies.
I'm getting something.
Crawford tried to communicate with the fairies with technology. And he said that on one or two occasions that the fairies communicated and told him where some treasure was.
Did he find some treasure?
I don't know. That's not confirmed.
Okay.
But
they have a sense of humor too.
Yeah. But during this whole society formation, World War II happened 10 years later after it was formed, and they lost most of their records.
It wasn't great for the fairy business, is what you're saying?
No.
Dang.
They lost all their research. It was either lost or destroyed in the war. That's what they say. Huh. So they had to start from ground zero.
Man.
But, you know, it became active again in the 50s, and they got up to like 100 members. And during this time,
but like anonymous, like fairies anonymous, like you don't know the other people's names, and you wear masks, and you're not allowed to ask questions. It's like much. Fight Club, but fairy club.
Pretty much.
Don't actually, talk about it.
It was kind of hardcore, actually. The what is it called? The Fairy Investigation Society, FSI.
FSI.
FIS.
Sounds so
Sorry.
Awesome.
It's the FIS.
Okay.
Sorry, FIS. I said that fucking backwards.
The FIS.
You actually had to genuinely believe in fairies to be accepted into this society.
Would you have to take a polygraph test?
You'd have to swear.
This guy doesn't believe.
You'd have to swear to them in person that you believe in fairies.
Like anyone would lie about believing in fairies. Like, I bet you there's more people in the world that believe in fairies but say they don't. But for a person to come out and be like, hey, I believe in fairies, and them not, that's like, why would you commit social suicide for no reason?
That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Like, I do believe in fairies, I do.
Yeah.
Do you really, though? But guess...
Prove it.
Guess who...
Prove to me.
God damn it. Guess who joined this fucking society in the 1950s?
Sherlock?
No.
Aleister Crowley.
He probably would have if he... Yeah. No, he was a fairy himself.
Yeah, he was.
Walt Disney.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
What?
Yep.
He blew my mind.
In the 1950s, he joined this the Fairy Investigation Society, and... sort of for inspiration, and he went over to Ireland to get an experience in the folklore and history of Ireland, mm-hmm. for upcoming films, and I think that's what helped inspire Tinkerbell.
Wow.
Fucking crazy, isn't it?
It is. And crazy how far away from the actual mythology he took Tinkerbell.
Yeah, he really sexualized Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Like, what did he put her in? Like a little Flintstone skimpy, scrappy,
yeah.
Like a rag?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so basically, long story short, the FIS disbanded in the 1990s in Dublin, Ireland, and nothing happened. And then in 2013, another dude reformed the whole society.
It's always a dude.
And
dude with nothing else to do.
And now you don't have to genuinely believe in fairies to join it. And you can join online.
Like, hey, I'm skeptical, but I would like to join the group.
It's kind of
I would like to look for these, but I'm still skeptical.
I'm skeptical, but yeah, tell me how I could find one.
Yeah.
Like fucking Dwight.
I'm open minded though about fairies. I just don't really believe they exist.
It sounds like you're Dwight from The Office. So you can actually join their society right now. They're all over.
Let's join it.
But I was looking at their social media on Facebook, and it was kind of sad. Like, most of their posts are just artwork of fairies.
Aww.
Now. Like, they don't have any real photos.
We need to bring the life back in.
I kind of want to fake some fairy photos now, like those two girls did in 1917.
Just to give them some hope.
And send them to the fairy.
You know, just, like, let's give them something. They've been beat down. They've lost all their evidence. They need... Even if it's fake, man, they need a little something.
Yeah.
Kindle their spirits.
It's really sad.
A little fairy dust sprinkled on them.
Yeah, not just, yeah, something. Just something.
Yeah.
God damn.
Let me ask you one more time, seriously. Do you believe in fairies? Do you think that they're possibly...
Like, honestly, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, is Bigfoot real?
Hey, don't ask me questions. I'm asking you a question. Answer the damn question.
I think that if Bigfoot's... I think that the likelihood of fairies existing is just about as likely as Bigfoot.
That's fair. As UFOs?
I think the likelihood of UFOs existing is way higher than Bigfoot or fairies.
As in the alien spaceships, not just
Alien spaceships, not government using fucking UFO.
Because we know technology. That shit exists.
Yeah, I know you government trying to fuck with us.
Trying to fuck with us.
Fucking hovering over
a
freeway.
We see right through you. We know that's you.
You're just trying to control us. Hovering over freeways, trying to scare us.
Yeah.
We know you fucked
We're
up.
We're on to you.
Yeah, Uncle Sam. Fuck you.
Fairies exist too.
fairies, yeah. Fairies, I think. Fairies, Bigfoot, and ghosts could be within the same dimension.
The like, dimension
which
of...
is of paranormal. Like, we have five senses. Like, it might be like another sense that we don't have, but sometimes tap into.
Yeah. The dimension of the paranormal and the dimension of the unemployed middle-aged men with nothing else to do.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
You're losing touch. You got to come back. Come back to humanity. Yeah. We're here.
I'm losing touch right now
with what
we're talking about.
We're in Earth.
We're in Earth or on Earth?
We're in and on and all over Earth, man.
Wow.
I think you're right, though, and I think that fairies, if they exist, then it's like something like Bigfoot that's beyond our comprehension and maybe doesn't occupy this physical space of reality that we exist in.
Right. It's kind of like having neighbors in a condo that occupy a space right above
they
you.
They make some noise sometimes.
But you can't see them.
But you hear them talking and you're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Trying to sleep.
God damn it. Can you see? Please stop banging. I'm trying to go to sleep here.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's an anomaly, but I feel like if you were to see, if fairies existed and you were able to see them, there's a good chance you would see them in the UK, specifically Ireland.
It's magical.
Because it's fucking magical. I don't know why, but like the forests and the nature, it just has like this old vibe to it, you know? Like, it's ancient.
It's enchanting.
There's some magic over there.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. It's magic.
It's so magical. It's like, you'll love the magic over there.
I love it. I feel like you're half Irish, half middle, half Indian.
I don't know.
You love the magic over there. Over there.
Well, I'll just leave it a mystery what I am, because I am thinking of ending this podcast here. This has been Mayan.
Someone's got to end it.
This has been Mayan over here.
I could talk about fairies all night.
And over across from me, we have...
Dana. Yeah. Good night, what do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Yeah. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
Thank you, the BWCS.
We appreciate you. And even if you don't believe in fairies, we appreciate you believing in us.
We thank you. Thank you for listening.
Good night to y'all.